The music series at St. David's is presenting a recital and evensong for the commemoration of Indigenous Peoples Day. And the focus of this will be the chamber ensemble, Words and Music. And from that ensemble, it's my great pleasure to welcome to WBJC for the very first time, Melissa Coombs, and along with her Director of Music Ministries at St. David's, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you both very much for coming in. It's great to see you both.
Thank you so much for having us, Judith.
Thank you so much.
So, Douglas, one of the things that I love about the series is the thoughtful way that you pay tribute and celebrate and have concerts that are in memorial. And this concert is so much a case in point.
One of the things that I find very important is to make sure that when I'm crafting a music series, that I try to give agency to as many different corners of the world and corners of human experience as I can. I always feel that I can do better, and I think that's something that many programming organizations often feel is that what can we do to do better? And recently I've been thinking about how our October Evensong comes quite close to Indigenous Peoples Day, and I've wanted to have the opportunity to present music of people who are of First Nations descent. And I was therefore thrilled to find out about this wonderful new work that Words and Music had commissioned. So I jumped at the opportunity to program them, and I'm so glad that this was able to work out this year.
So Melissa, tell me about the process of commissioning. How did you know the right people to reach out to? What was the whole process like for you?
It was really interesting. Jared Tate, I worked on his Eholba composition when he did it with the NSO a number of years ago, and our pianist, Virginia Searcy, taught for many years at the Oklahoma Summer Institute for the Arts, where Jared had been the composer in residence one year, so she knew him from there. And she reached out to him, and he got very excited and said, well, yes, let's do this thing. Jared is used to writing in very large forms, so it was an exercise for him to shrink it down for just four voices. He used in the third movement, which is a Muscogee Creek hymn, he used the actual Muscogee language to create this wonderful coloristic effect illustrating the sacred text. And Jared did an amazing job of capturing that.
Tell me something about the poet Joy Harjo.
Joy was a surprise. Jared asked if he could select the texts. And he said, well, my cousin Joy, she's kind of gotten kind of famous, and maybe she would be willing to do something. This was long about the time that she was awarded the Wallace Stevens Lifetime Achievement Award. So Jared reached out to her, and she said, well, absolutely. And could I possibly participate and come and read the interludes during the performances? She was really delightful. It was just a magical, magical experience.
So truly Words and Music, this is the group that will be part of the recital and evensong for the commemoration of Indigenous Peoples Day, and that is on Sunday, October 20th at 4:30 p.m. at St. David's Church on Rowland Avenue. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Melissa Coombs of Words and Music and also the Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Douglas, what is the best way for people to find out full details?
People can visit our website at stdavidsrowlandpark.com. Just click on the music link, or you can visit us on Facebook at St. David's Music. There'll be full listings. You can find more about Joy Harjo, U.S. Poet Laureate, and Jared Tate, and all the wonderful offerings that we have at St. David's this year.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.